and catching up, hopefully, with Niall Gibbons, who is the CEO of Tourism Ireland. And we never let him forget, and indeed he's quite happy himself, you know, to let us know that he has indeed Mayo roots. And he's a friend of ours, a great supporter of our programming. And Niall Gibbons, if you're there, you're very welcome.
Good morning, Adrian. Good morning to all your listeners. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm coming from Chicago today, where I'll be joining the parade fairly shortly, but great to be back in the United States again to have such a terrific week. Great week to be Irish, and great week for all of us.
Now, way back when, there was a view that Tourism Ireland, that the mission was to not only promote the island of Ireland, but to focus on, you know, areas like Killarney and obviously the Blarney Stone in Cork and a lot of areas like that. I tell you, and we had a kind of a half a chip on our shoulder way back then when this program started, that Tourism Ireland forgot that there was anything north of Galway. And that was it. And long after that change, we still figured that we'd mention it just to make sure, you know, that Tourism Ireland would focus on, again, in counties like Mayo or throughout Connacht. And that kind of backfired, because as time went on, every other section of Ireland said, wait a minute, what the hell are you doing here? You're promoting all this west and northwest of Ireland. And if we flash forward for a couple of decades, then you would have introduced a section of Ireland that takes in from Derry all the way down the west coast to Cork, the Wild Atlantic Way. Niall Gibbons, just the notion of actually developing the longest and most amazing scenic route on the west coast of Ireland, that took a bit of planning and a lot of ingenuity to make it happen.
Indeed, and our colleagues in Fáilte Ireland deserve a lot of credit in relation to the work they've done on the ground to signpost it, to mark out, you know, the whole terrain from the Wild Atlantic Way from up from Derry all the way around to Cork. And it's been a great calling card out to the international marketplace, because what it does on the one hand is that it's a great marketing tool, because it tells you exactly what it does. It's wild, it's Atlantic, it's a fantastic marked way. But what it's done at home as well is it's got communities working together for the benefit of tourism, because what you get along the Wild Atlantic Way is really authentic experience, whether you're into golf, whether you're into food, whether you're into scenery, and most of all, the friendly welcome that you get in all the small towns and villages. So it's been a great success story. What we're doing in 2019, though, is paying a bit more attention to the northern part of the Wild Atlantic Way, because if you take the map from Galway down, it's generally doing really, really well. And our new advertising campaign, Through the Heart of Ireland, that we started this year, its entire focus at the moment, the filming is all conducted in the northern part of the Wild Atlantic Way, and we'll come down into Ireland's ancient East End in filming 2019 for our campaign in 2020.
I think that's extremely significant, and indeed when you started to approach iconic areas of the world, and here we are today, and among the great tributes to Tourism Ireland throughout the world, there's a greening of these areas that again is due to the initiative of Tourism Ireland, headed by your good self. Tell us about, just give us an overview of what is what we are seeing this weekend in terms of bringing the Irish identity around the world?
Well, it started off, Adrian, back in 2010 in earnest when we asked the Sydney Opera House to light it green in Australia in honour of St. Patrick. And that was the 200th anniversary of the first reception ever held for Irish expats in Australia by the then Governor of New South Wales, Lachlan Macquarie. And it was a very emotive thing because when I showed that picture to a lot of people, they it really resonated in a way that says, my gosh, you know, how is it that such a small country like us can manage to influence and think about something like that? So from then on, we decided to try and expand it. The Empire State has gone green already, but we asked the London Eye and a few other icons around the globe, and the whole thing started to snowball. We got good support from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and also our diaspora groups. And we've got to the point now where, as of yesterday, I was able to confirm that we had over 450 global icons in over 50 countries lighting up green for St. Patrick's Day. And they include the ones I mentioned already at the Opera House, the London Eye, the Empire State Building. But more significantly, the new ones coming in this year, the Eden Project in Cornwall in Britain, Victoria Falls in Zambia in Africa. And we were thrilled yesterday to confirm the largest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, lit up green. It's a spectacular picture available now online. You can see it on my Twitter and Facebook accounts, and it's all over the media and getting great attention. And what this does is it shines a light on Ireland for all the right reasons. We trend number one on social media at a time of the year when it's really important for tourism and people are thinking of booking the holidays. So there's a serious business aspect to all this too. But it's a great tribute to the diaspora around the globe that we're able to do this, and we're really, really pleased with what we've achieved so far in 10 years.
Let me ask you about the massive increase yearly over the same time and a bit longer of tourism from North America and its success.
Well, we've seen a massive increase in the last number of years. When you go back to 2013, Adrian, when I was on your show when we had a gathering in town, we then reached the magic number of 1 million visitors in North America. I'm glad to say that in 2018, when the final numbers are done, it looks like we've hit the 2 million numbers. So it's a phenomenal increase.
It is.
A great tribute to everybody who has supported us. And it's really good that we have additional air access, which has helped us. In 2019, we have 18 different gateways in the United States alone. Two new ones, Minneapolis-St. Paul with Aer Lingus, and also American Airlines with new routes to Dallas and to Dublin. And that's on top of all the ones that have come in over the 5 or 6 years as well, like Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles. So really, really pleased with geographic spread and leading to, hopefully now, another increase we'll see in 2019 as well.
I know that you're about to, by the way, we're speaking with Niall Givens, who is the CEO of Tourism Ireland Worldwide. And he is actually in a cab on his way to the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Chicago. You're in good company. You're with the Taoiseach, Prime Minister of Ireland, Leo Varadkar, and over 500,000 spectators and participants in Chicago. First of all, we are lucky as all hell here because the sun is shining and it's a little nip in the air, but we are, we're bragging in the family that Brian O'Dwyer is the Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Tell us, here in New York, tell us about Chicago. Tell us about what kind of scene we can expect to be, recording as the day goes on. What is it? First of all, what's the weather like there?
Well, the weather is cold. It's -2 when I touched down this morning, but I've got my scarf and my hat. New York, I left this morning, was quite mild and looking like a nice day. We're looking forward to the parade here. It's my first time at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Chicago. Very looking forward to it. So there's two big things on today. We're going to be with the T-shirt in the parade today. And after that, then, we're going out on the Green River in Chicago, Chicago River, and we're launching a book which has just been produced by Tourism Ireland, conceived, printed, and published in Ireland, called Ireland's Green of the World. And no better place to launch it than on the Chicago River, which will be green today.
Wow.
And it's a 10-year history of all the different things that have greened up around the world. As I mentioned earlier, things like the Colosseum, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the Burj Al Arab, they're all captured in a lovely 160-page hardback book, which the Taoiseach is going to launch to the media on a boat on the Green River, which is very fitting. And it's a very proud day to be here in Chicago for Tourism Ireland.
Now, I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, for instance, the greening of the river in Chicago, and of course the greening of all the iconic places throughout the world, but just in Chicago, how does one green a river, and is it like for 60 seconds or longer or what?
Well, funny you should ask me that, because I was never too sure of how it worked, but I understand that what they do now is the Plumbers Union have some formula that's environmentally friendly, and they go into a boat, and you can actually search it on YouTube, and you'll see it actually happening. So the powder dye that goes in turns the whole river green, and it's absolutely spectacular. So it's something that I'm really looking forward to seeing and going out on today.
Yeah, that's and that's great. Well, we do know that Tourism Ireland and the incoming not only investment in Northern Ireland or in Ireland, which is significant towards the stability of the economy and the return of the Celtic Tiger, that way up there in terms of contribution to Ireland, to the economy of Ireland, is Tourism Ireland. And when you're looking at, and when we're looking at 2 million visitors to Ireland, friends, and that growing even more, we have to say that whatever ingenuity, whatever success Tourism Ireland has achieved is in great part due to our guest today, Niall Givens. And I know that for North America, you know, you have a very good representative here. You might want to tell us a little bit about.
We've got a great team here in New York, led by Alison Metcalf, who's done a great job over the last number of years. And we're very proud to be associated with the team based in New York. They do a terrific job for us, and they have been a powerhouse in developing the tourism story. So we're going to keep up the hard work. We're looking forward to further growth this year, and we feel that we could see growth of somewhere between 5% and 8% during the course of 2019 for North America. So we're going to keep on working very hard, and be really proud of the work that Alison and the team have put here, and we're going to keep up the good work and the great support from people like yourself. We're very confident that we'll succeed in delivering that number.
Niall Givens, this might be a good day to point out that for the past half century of the Flannelly Show, our constant and very welcome sponsors from day one have been Tourism Ireland, and the website, of course, is Tourism Ireland, or Ireland.com, worldwide, a great place. Niall, thank you. Thank you again for joining us, and hope you're not late for the parade.
No, thank you very much, Adrian. And just to say thanks to you and your team and everybody, all your listeners, for all the great support they've given us over the years. We really appreciate it. It's very much a team effort. I mean, Tourism Ireland can't do this on their own. It really is everyone pulling together. And I think we've seen that really work over the last 5 years. So look forward to seeing you in New York next time on the show at some point. And happy St. Patrick's Day to all your listeners. And look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you indeed. And friends, we're listening there. Quality of the call there, not great, because he is in a cab, just got off the plane, and heading to, of course, to the Chicago parade. Let's give you a little bit of music.